Coming up next is North State Give and Take. My name is Bobby Tryon. Today on North State Give and Take, I have two women here who are with a group, I guess we call it the Music Therapy Impact Fund. Is that the title of the organization?
Yes.
And they are here in Chico, and we're going to learn exactly what that is. And I have Pam Sachs with me today and Erin Haley. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. So first of all, you've got a great event coming up, and we'll talk all about that event because it looks pretty fun. But I want to know, what is the Music Therapy Impact Fund?
Bobby, Pam, and I are both board-certified music therapists, and we both have private practices in town, but we wanted to get involved with some other ways with music therapy. So I started the Music Therapy Impact Fund back in 2015, and we started out with a hospice music therapy program. Now, if you're not familiar with music therapy, one easy way to explain it is that we use evidence-based music interventions to achieve or work on non-musical goals. So we, in a hospice setting, we might be working on agitation, pain, anxiety, family bonding, that sort of thing. And we're using the music as the means to address those needs. And so I started working with hospice programs, working with Enloe Hospice and Butte Home Health and Hospice, and Pam moved to town and joined me, thankfully, and beautifully joined me in that program, which, because it's through the Music Therapy Impact Fund, is completely free to people who are receiving hospice and palliative care. And then a couple years into that, Pam and I believe you'll have to correct me if I get this history wrong, Pam, but Pam actually brought up wanting to work with people with Parkinson's disease. And we both have members in our family who have since passed, but that were diagnosed with Parkinson's. So we started a therapeutic choir for people with Parkinson's disease. And that was just pre-COVID, just right before COVID hit, we were able to meet in person. And during that initial choir development, we learned about a grant program through the Parkinson's Foundation. And we applied for that grant, and then COVID hit. And what ended up happening, while challenging, was also a blessing, because we received this grant from the Parkinson's Foundation to do our choir, and we moved it online, and we were able to reach a whole bunch of people that we wouldn't have been able to reach before if we were just in person. There's this whole swath of the North State that comes to our choir because they don't have something like this in town, or they don't have access to it other ways. So we've been really fortunate to be able to put those two programs in place and sustain them for several years. Now we're in our third year, I think is right, Pam? We're in our third year of the choir. And in between that time, we've also been able to do some collaborative work through North Valley Community Foundation and organizations like the Boys and Girls Club after the campfire to work with kids who had gone through the campfire. Yeah. So this initial project, this grant program that I wanted to do, has just been the best ripple effect that I could not have imagined at the time. You know, I just wanted to get into the hospice work and really do that. And that was the only way I could find at the time to get it started. And now the opportunities that we've had and the things that we've been able to create and collaborate with have just expanded. And it's been such a lovely process. So Pam, would you like to add anything?
Well, that was good. That was good.
That was pretty comprehensive. But I echo what Erin says. And I feel so lucky because I am a newer music therapist, although I'm older than Erin. And so I came up here after only working a few different jobs in the Bay Area. So when I came up to Chico, I did get clients, but this is such an important part of my work. You know, being able to do the hospice is wonderful. That's near to my heart. And also to be able to run the Parkinson's Choir with someone else, because we meet twice a week and it takes a lot of our time. So we have each other to support and help each other, as well as if we need a day off, we can take it. Mm-hmm. So it's a real great collaboration that Erin and I have with that. So I appreciate Erin starting this fund.
So is the choir all now like on a Zoom call, or
yes.
That must be tricky.
There was a learning curve for sure at the beginning. Everybody was learning how to do everything on Zoom. And
right.
With music, you know, as everybody knows now, you can't have two sound things happening at once. So we can't actually hear our choir. When we lead the music, we hear ourselves, or if I have my intern in the room with me, or sometimes Pam and I are in the same room, we can hear ourselves, but we can't hear them. And that does pose its own challenge. But again, because we're able to reach a bunch of people more than we would have before, it's really worth it. And we've managed to make it work, and our participants are really thriving.
Happy with it. Yes. So, mm-hmm. Will you keep it that way, do you think? Sounds like maybe.
Maybe. We've talked about going hybrid once we can,
yeah.
Because having that in-person component and being able to have that feedback in the moment. Okay, we're doing these are therapeutic exercises. They are designed and intended for a therapeutic outcome. So
yeah.
If we can't hear what's happening in the moment, we can only rely on what our members say to us after the fact or during the session. So having that, even if it's partially provided, is going to be really helpful in our ability to adjust and adapt and assess in the moment what needs to be done. Do we need to change the range? Do we need to switch to a different exercise? That sort of thing. But I think we can't not have this accessible.
Yes.
To people all over. So I don't think that the Zoom component is going to fully go away for that reason. And we have talked kind of jokingly about, let's get in a bus and we'll go to the different like hot spots of where our people are sort of gathered, and we'll do it, you know, 1 week we'll do it a session in Chico, and once we'll do it in Redding, and once we'll do it in Vacaville, mm-hmm. and just kind of do the hybrid part in various places too, so that we can see everybody in person and they can also maybe kind of come together as well.
Sure.
Because the other part of that choir is that it does become a support group in and of itself. And we don't always have time to talk because we're jam-packed with what we're doing musically. But the times that we do, people ask questions and then they get their questions answered. They find support in ways that they didn't expect. We had somebody recently was going through a surgery, and another person in the choir had done that surgery and they live in two different places. They connected outside of that session and really provided support and appreciation for what they're able to provide. So we get that feedback a lot. Parkinson's Foundation and different towns, they have their Parkinson's support groups, which is great. But this is another outlet for that, and connecting people that wouldn't necessarily be connected otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because there's a bunch of different therapies there that you're talking about, Parkinson's being one. Hospice is a whole different thing. And then kids, like you said, after the fire with the Kids and Boys and Girls Club, you've got different things that you're doing, and you have to probably think about those therapies and what you're going to offer.
Oh, absolutely.
I would imagine.
Uh-huh. Music therapy is a great career because you can choose to work in the NICU with premature babies up to the end of life. There's so many different ways you can use music therapy. It's just a wonderful career.
It is. So, you know, and I'm not quite sure when you say what it is, I think, okay, playing music and singing and then sort of bringing that out in people, or thinking about what it is they want to hear, and how do you figure that out?
I'll answer this one. we We ask them, we ask the family members if they can't answer themselves. We do an assessment when we first meet someone, because using their preferred music is critical to reaching them, to establishing a relationship with them, and to be able to meet the goals we're trying to meet. So, for example, in hospice, if someone is very, very Christian,
yeah,
we would make sure that we find out which hymn book that they're used to using, what hymns that they liked, what gives them comfort, and then sing those hymns to them softly. And I've had clients who you see they're moving their lips, they're singing along, they're smiling. Maybe then they go off to sleep and I have a small harp and I'll strum it and help them relax. So if they're feeling pain, their focus is on the music and the vibrations from the harp, more than what's happening physically in their body at that time. So that's an example with hospice.
Yeah, that was a good example.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd like to add too that a lot of times with hospice, if the patient is very, very close to passing, it's going to be more passive music therapy. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we meet with people who are earlier on that journey. And so I've worked with people before where the patient feels one way about their situation and the family feels differently. And so there's a disconnect with acceptance. And through songwriting, through the facilitation of the music therapist in the room, you can kind of work through some of those barriers to allow the family to have that connection at the end. And so that's one thing that we are able to do because we have, you know, training in therapy as well. You know, we are facilitating the communication, the connection. Sometimes families don't know how to connect with somebody who's at end of life. Mm-hmm. And having a music therapist in there who is able to talk to the family and bring the patient in, help the patient become engaged in the ways that they can, or at least help the family be engaged with the patient or their family member in the ways that they can be very helpful. It's not, for those of us that work in that field, it's much more common and natural, but when it's your loved one, there's an emotional connection there. There might be a barrier. There might be some family dynamics that are happening. Mm-hmm. So there's this opportunity to unify when it's needed, or if that isn't needed, to create an environment and an opportunity to connect that isn't interfered with by dynamics that are make things challenging. Maybe there's all this love and support and everybody's around, but having the music there, talking about the childhood, bringing in the music from the childhood or from the family, gosh, what I'm trying to say, the family, like big events and that sort of thing.
Memories.
And then I have clients that we write songs together and they become legacies for their families. Mm-hmm. You know, I worked recently with a client who we sat down and he just told me his life story and I took it home and I put it to music and I came back and they now have this recording of his whole life story. And it was so poetic the way he told it. And I didn't have to do much. I felt like that was a gift to me. He just said it so beautifully. And then now the family has that.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, so. What a nice thing to do. I mean, it really is therapy. Therapy. And then, I mean, you think about it, music and therapy. Well, how do they go together? When you say that, I can see, wow, you know, that it's sort of that last bit of therapy when it's with hospice.
Yeah.
Wow. That is so neat to know about. It's nice to know we have that in our community. This is a pre-recorded interview on North State Give and Take on KZFR.org. My name is Bobby Tryon. We've been listening to Pam Sachs and Aaron Haley talking about the Music Therapy Impact Fund. So stay tuned. We'll have a little bit more after the break. North
State Give and Take, 90.1 FM KZFR Chico, and back to our interview with Pam Sachs and Aaron Haley from the Music Therapy Impact Fund.
So now what we do want to talk about for sure is a fundraiser that you're having for your Music Therapy Impact Fund. So tell me what that is and what's that going to look like?
Yeah, well, our program, our current programs, the Hospice Music Therapy and the Parkinson, the Choir for People with Parkinson's, they're free of charge. There's no charge for the people that are participating or receiving the therapy, and we want to keep it that way. So we have been fortunate enough to get these grants from the Parkinson's Foundation 2 years in a row, and we're hoping for a third. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. But part of the plan of the Parkinson's Foundation community grants is that we take this funding and we create our program and we find a way to sustain it. So they're helping us get, they're giving us funding so that we can find a way to sustain the program. And so that's where this event comes into play. We've done some small things here and there, but this is our first big event to sort of create this foundation on which we can build other under other fundraisers and other grant opportunities to keep our programs completely free of charge. And so this event coming up is the Community Lip Sync Challenge. It's on Saturday, March 5th at the Chico Women's Club. The doors open at 6:45. The bar will be open at 6:45. We have a wonderful group of musicians coming in. They're going to be starting at 6:45. And then the show itself starts at 7:30. And what we've done is we have reached out to different businesses and community leaders in Chico to put together a team to compete to be the best lip-syncing team in Chico. And so sometimes it's with their staff, sometimes it's with their family, sometimes it's with their friends, but each of these groups are paired with a local choreographer and they create a performance and they're gonna come together and perform these songs as a lip sync to our in-person audience and to our live stream audience. Try and earn your votes, which are donations, to become the winner of this event. So that is, in a nutshell, is what
we're doing.
This
sounds so fun. So they've been working on this now for a while, the groups.
Yes, they have. They've had several weeks and several meetings with choreographers, some of them, and it sort of varies the level of choreography that's in the song, depending on the song. But, let me tell you, this is our first year, and we're planning on doing this again and again. Yes. And one of the pieces of this is that the winner will get to come back next year and defend their title. And today I was at one of the rehearsals and I just thought to myself, holy moly, we're supposed to repeat this next year. And the bar has been set so high already that whoever comes next year is really going to have to bring it, because these groups are just going above and beyond what I ever imagined. And I'm thrilled. It has been so much fun to connect with these people, to connect these people with other folks in the community, and to see what they're coming up with. I'm overwhelmed in the best way.
That's so good.
Fantastic.
So how did someone get to be in it? How did you figure out the people to do it? I bet you there's a lot of people, if they knew about it, they'd want to do it.
Yeah. And well, it's interesting story. I don't know. Some of the listeners may remember years ago, there was an event called Rock Away the Night. And it was started by Lynn Bussey. And she did this event that is it was the building blocks for what we're doing now. She had people in the community come together and put on a lip sync show. And it was a fundraiser for the Esplanade House at the time. And they did it for years and it got to be a really big event. And when we were brainstorming what kind of fundraiser we wanted to do, I was thinking initially something more like a musical, whose line is it anyway, that improv show, but do it musically. And it seemed a little too much to kind of get all those parts together. And I was actually speaking with my dad, who had participated in Rock Away the Night way back in the day. And so I connected with Lynn and she was wonderful and helpful and gave me all kinds of insights and materials to use. And we essentially took this concept and we modernized it. And we have this ability now with being online to just go even further with it. Mm-hmm. So that's really where it started. And it's just taken on a life of its own. And we have tickets for sale available for purchase that if you buy a ticket to the event, you can, we're at the Women's Club. So there's a certain limit of tickets that are in person that are available, but you can, when you purchase your ticket, you can choose to have that ticket purchase go towards one of the performing groups. Okay. So that ticket purchase is like technically your votes for the group.
Okay.
And you can also purchase the access to the live stream, and you can also make donations, and each performing group has their own page and you can go make donations to their page. So when they perform, there's going to be all these ways for people to donate, and you can donate $1, you can donate $100, whatever you want. You can donate $5 to each group, whatever makes you happy to see. You can make a donation and have that donation count as a vote to the performer, and then also support the Music Therapy Impact
That's
Fund.
That's so great. That is going to be so fun. How did they pick their songs?
There was a mix. We actually worked ahead of time to kind of curate what a good event flow would be. Mm-hmm. But then when we found the groups, there was a little bit of shuffling around of that. And it worked out really well. The lineup that we have is packed with some good music. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah. Cool. And the other piece of this I wanted to say, which was really important to us, is we wanted to do and needed to do a fundraiser to support the programs. That's really important. It is a fundraiser. We're here to raise money to do these programs and more. But there's other pieces to this. And in my mind, you know, we haven't been able to be a community in the way that we're used to being a community for so long because of COVID. So let's do something that big scale is a community event. Come together and watch this in person. Come together and watch this as a live stream. However way you want to participate in the watching of this event, let's do this all together. Let's bring people from the community together. Another layer is we're getting, you know, businesses and individuals who are now meeting a choreographer or are now meeting other people that are doing, participating in these other groups. And there's all this crossover in the community of businesses and people that didn't necessarily cross over before. So there's that community layer. And then you go even smaller and there's the community of the teams themselves. So if you've got a team from a business, like the Hignall Companies, Butte Home Health and Hospice, we've got these people that work together, but now they're doing something different.
Yeah.
And now they're being creative and performative, and they're doing there's this whole team building aspect to it for these groups that just, they're surprising themselves.
Yes.
Is what's happening. So we have all these levels of community that were really important to us. So,
that's so fun.
The end result is it's a fundraiser, but there's so much more to it on all of these different levels that makes it feel bigger than us and more embracing than just us, and hopefully something that everybody else will love too, because it's just been a riot. It's been a hoot to be a part of.
Well, and what I like about it is you don't have to really be a good singer because you can lip sync.
I think they like that too. We also have some members of our choir. One is from a little bit outside of Chico, but the rest are some of the local people that started with us a couple years ago, and they're going to be competing. And another group are four ministers from different churches.
Now that is going to be so different. That's so great. So all the people that are performing will be at the Women's Club. So you can see them there if you go to the Women's Club at the actual event. But then you can see it online. You can, anyone that can get on it and see it online. Oh, this just sounds so great. What a fun event. I love the idea. And then the musicians too, because there's going to be some really nice music.
Yeah, we have the Little Big, it's called Aaron, the Little Big Swing Band of
Chico. I think I saw that.
Yes, they will be performing. They're a slightly new band. There's about 14 to 16 members of it.
Uh-huh.
And we're looking forward to having
them. So they're there. They're going to be doing music. Well, what a wonderful event. So there'll be a bar. Is there any food or anything like that?
No.
No.
No, no so food.
Come, right, come having eaten your dinner. And it's the door opens, I think you said it's 6:15, 6:30?
6:45.
6:45, the door open, and the show starts at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the best way to look at your website, because it's a little tricky to get there. And one of the ways that Erin and I had spoken about was if you go to NVCF, North Valley Community Foundation.org, and up at the top, you see the little search, the word search, and just put in music. You can start the music, and then your page comes right up. So if listeners, you'd like to know more about the actual organization, that's a place to go. And there's a flyer there, I'm sure, for the event.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I'm not sure if there's a flyer on the website because it's our fund through North Valley.
Okay.
But there is an event. There's an event website.
Okay.
And that website, shall I say? Or
yes, you say. That's good.
Okay. The event website is give.classy.org/ChicoLipSync.
And that's
classy. I'm a classy girl.
Okay. /ChicoLipSync.
Correct. And if you are interested in seeing all the different performers and their performing groups, you can go to give.classy.org/ChicoLipSync Performers.
Okay. Because that would be interesting for people, because if you've got a group that you know, you're going to want to support them. That's a good
idea.
Okay. I think we got it all out there that we wanted to say. I am so happy to talk to both of you. It's just great to know. And it's such a good thing for me to know it, because I can pass this on. This is why it's good. People can pass on this information, what's available out there and how to get a hold of you and come to this great event.
Thanks so much, Bobby. And I just want to put one more thing out there. We don't want to forget that we have hosts for this event. It's Ruby and Clara. They are a comedy duo in Chico, and they are going to be our hosts for the evening. So just want to make sure to give a shout out to those gals, because they're fantastic.
You've been working on this for a while, I can tell. You got a nice thing together.
Thanks, Sounds Bobby.
Good. I'll be there. All right. Thanks, both of you. And I'll see you there.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This has been a great interview with Pam Sachs and Erin Haley for the Music Therapy Impact Fund, talking about an event that they're having on March 5th at the Chico Women's Club, a lip sync contest with a live band. And the doors open at 6:45, the event's at 7:30, and there's a lot of information about that in the second half of the show. The first half of the show, if you did not catch that, you can get on kzfr.org, go to Programs, go to Tuesday, go down to North State Give and Take, and you can hear more about what the Music Therapy Impact Fund does as far as helping our community. Information about the event can be found at give.classy.org/ChicoLipSync. And if you'd like to know about the performers that you might want to vote for, it's also give.classy.org/LipSync Performers. All right, folks, thanks for listening to North State Give and Take. My name's Bobby Tryon. I'm back next week at 6. And hey, stay tuned for Ginger and Radioactive.